in the United States and around the world, we're facing the midnight hour. Hopefully, you can help the Gideons as we prepare to meet that challenge. Again, I'd like to thank Don Grove for his presentation this morning. I remind you that first, Gideon's very strong about this, first your giving is to your church, then secondly to the Gideons. And if you don't have the extra cash with you today or the check with you today, take that envelope, put it in there on that bottom line, down at the bottom left-hand side, put down there UMC Warsaw so that the Gideon knows which church to give credit to. At the end of the service, not during the collection of the offering, but at the end of the service, Jim Wills and Bill Bissell and Nia Colley will be back to back collecting any gifts that you have for the Gideons at that time. If you're in radio land and hearing us this morning and wish to donate to the Gideons, just write out a check and put on the outside of it on an envelope, Gideons, Post Office Box, 713 Warsaw, Missouri, and it'll get to where it's supposed to be. This time, let's turn to page 585 and Sam sing all three verses of This Little Light of Mine while Pastor Eric comes forward and prepares for baptism and welcoming new members.
Celebrate in this church over the last several years is folks joining our congregation and joining the vision of this church and the mission of this church, and we celebrate that, and I thank you so much for being here today along with your families. And you know what? You guys are welcome to come up and stand behind your girl if you want. It's up to you. Yeah. Not to point you out or anything, but since you're family, you know. I have to say, this is a first for me. This is my niece, and she's joining our congregation today. So that is very special to me, and I thank the family for supporting her in that. All right, I have some questions for you guys, and we'll lead you along, and also some questions for the congregation as well. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging of God claiming us as His own. It is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledging that God, what God is doing for us, and affirming our commitment to Christ's holy church. So now, you three, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness. And you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness.